KSL at Night.
You're back with us on KSL at Night. I'm Greg Skordis alongside Leah Murray. And Leah, Monday is what you called the totality.
Doesn't that sound like a great movie?
Yeah, it sounds like a great movie. But what happens is this. The moon passes in front of the sun to the point where it completely covers the sun. That's called totality. And the world becomes dark. Now, it's not for the entire world. There's a stretch. And it starts at 11:07 a.m. in Mexico, travels sort of north and easterly up through Maine, where it hits Maine about 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, which is 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. And it's really kind of an interesting sort of swath through that eastern part of the United States. So to help us break that down and maybe understand the importance or just the significance of it, because I just think it's cool, because we're not going to have another one for 20 years, is Patrick Wiggins, NASA JPL Solar System Ambassador to Utah. Patrick, thank you for joining us this evening.
Happy to do it. And greetings, people of Earth.
Yes. And so tell us about this. Tell us about this event.
We've got a sun eclipse coming up on Monday. Now, unfortunately for here in Utah, it's only going to be like a half eclipse, right? You've got to be somewhere else. Matter of fact, I was planning on Dallas, but it looks like it's going to be cloudy there. But we're always fighting with the weather. But yeah, the moon is going to move in front of the sun. And depending on where you are, part of it will be covered up, and in some places, the whole thing will be covered up.
Yeah, I remember, I feel like we had one of these, was it, Patrick, 7 years ago? Because remembering
most
that?
Recently, yeah, we had one last October. If you happen to find yourself down around Delta, Richfield, that sort of thing.
Tory.
It was almost a total. Complete total eclipse of the sun that happened anywhere near here was 2017.
Right. That's what I remember, because I remember standing on my campus, Patrick, and looking down, and like the shadows were in the shape of a crescent. Right. So, which I just thought that is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Just like the sun.
And I'm glad that you mentioned looking down. Safety first. I like to kid around a lot when I talk astronomy or anything for that matter. But don't look at the sun unless you are properly protected. From here in Utah, no matter where you are in the state, it's not going to be total. So you've got to have those geeky glasses. There are other ways of doing it as well. Or as you did, look down.
Yeah,
light coming through trees will form little eclipses all over the ground. A colander out of the kitchen. Take that out, hold it up, let the light shine through it onto the ground or onto a piece of paper.
That's interesting.
Look through the holes yourself, and you'll see little eclipses.
I love that. No, and it's so cool. I'm wondering, could I grab my cell phone, Patrick, take it? So I'm not looking at the sun, but could I take a picture of the eclipse with my cell phone?
I don't know what that would do to the chip.
I know
the astronomy cameras, you can literally burn things by looking at the sun. If you got an old phone, I guess you could try it.
Oh, I like that. It's an experiment.
What you could do, if you got the glasses, put the glasses in front of the lens, and then that would be perfectly okay. So try it that way.
Okay.
Put your pair of glasses on your cell phone, Leah, and take a picture of the total eclipse. Patrick, talk to us about
a picture of you doing that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Talk to us about the significance of this. Is it more than just an interesting phenomena?
Well, it depends on who you are. People that are really into studying this, that travel the world, they're called umbrophiles or eclipsomaniacs. I've been to 7 of these things around the world, and they're a very special event, totality. What we're going to get here, I like to refer to it as kind of like kissing a sibling. There's no magic to it, if you will. But, these have been going on for, billions of years, basically. And we're really lucky. As far as we know, we are the only planet in our solar system that ever gets total eclipses of the sun the way that we get here. So it's kind of magical. It's kind of fun. It's all science, of course, but it's just a fun thing to, in effect, see the solar system in motion. Watch as the moon slowly creeps across the face of the sun.
Why would that be that we're the only planet in the solar system? Because our moon is the right size, or it just...
Yeah. It's kind of a trick here, because the sun is like 400 times farther away than the moon, but the moon, its size is such that it just is the right size at this time. Now, the moon is slowly getting further and further away from the Earth. Not in a human lifetime are you going to notice it, but eventually it'll get so far away that it won't be big enough in the sky to cover the sun. So right now, where we are now, and for the next probably million years or so.
I was going to say, it won't be during our lifetimes,
these
right?
Eclipses. Oh, no, not during. The moon is receding at about the rate that your fingernail grows. So very, very slowly, right? But it just happens that it's this way. We've got spacecraft sitting on the surface of Mars, and they see eclipses of the sun by the little worlds, Phobos and Deimos, that go around Mars, but they're not big enough. And so it just looks like a spot moving across the face of the sun. But we're lucky here where the moon is just the right size and just the right distance that we do get to see these total eclipses every now and then. Now, by the way, if you missed this one coming up on Monday, there's another one coming up in October. All you got to do is travel to South America. What I'm getting.
Okay.
These things, actually, they're not rare. We get eclipses pretty much every year. But the thing is, you've got to travel to see most of them. We're lucky on this one and last October and in 2017, where we were relatively close. But some of them, again, happen on the other side of the planet. That's why I've done a lot of traveling during my life. I like to see these things, and sometimes you got to travel a long ways to do it.
Yeah, so Patrick, I was thinking, I've got my younger son is a budding astronomer, and he's very interested in this kind of stuff. And in October, he went out with my husband, and my husband looked right up at the sun, right, of course, that you're not supposed to do, and then was convinced he destroyed his eyes and all sorts of exciting things. But my question is, if you're a parent with a budding astronomer at home and you want to be like ready for Monday, you know what I mean, Patrick, places you could go? Is there like a website parents could go to? Or, and maybe it's not just parents with young kids, but it could also just be grown-ups who are interested.
There are several places online. NASA, I know, is doing one, but other places as well, where they're going to be following the eclipse. So you can watch it on TV, especially if you're interested in totality, or if you're in a place that's cloudy and you're not able to see it that way. So, yeah, on TV. But that kind of takes some of the magic away.
Yeah.
If at all possible, if you've got the glasses or some other safe way, and I got to keep stressing that. I've got a friend that's my same age and is 70s. He damaged one eye when he was a kid looking at the sun, and he's had to live his whole 70 plus years with this bad eye. So please don't risk it. It's just a partial eclipse. We've got a total eclipse of the sun coming to Utah, well, in 2045. So that's a ways off. But, you know, again, they happen all the time. If you really get into this, if you want to travel, you can see them. But please be safe. I don't want to hear stories on Tuesday morning of people going to the doctor with bad eyes. Just be safe. That's all I can say.
Patrick, you introduced our listeners to two new words, which are essentially eclipseologists. Yeah, eclipse. Tell us those words again, and I take it you're in that category.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I literally, until the weather started looking bad, planning on just jumping in the car on Sunday and just a little drive to Dallas to see this eclipse and then drive right back again. We do that. Now, I've seen seven, which to a lot of people probably seems like a big number, but I've met people that have seen over 30.
Yeah.
People that are really into this, travel. They got more money than I do, or they work for some place that does that. So, yeah, the eclipsomaniac, that's one that I've used for years. One that I've heard more recently is an umbraphile, umbra being the shadow that's cast on the Earth during an eclipse.
And so if you're
into that, umbraphile. So yeah, that's a couple of, or you could just call us nerds. I'm perfectly happy with that, too. I'm a science nerd, and I admit it.
Thank you for joining us, Patrick, and we'll be watching for the eclipse, and hopefully I'll be around for the 2045 one.
Yeah, very good. All right. Talk to you later then.
A little bit of a shortened show tonight, Leah, because the Jazz are playing right after our show. So stay tuned for the Jazz. Go Jazz. I forget who they're playing tonight. I think it might be the Clippers. But they've got an 8:30 p.m. showing right after ours. So we're a little bit of a shortened version. But we'll be back next week at our normal time, 7 to 9. Join us then.